Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we're going to talk about the Pope, mediator of Europe since the modern age.
Where did the idea of the Pope as a mediator for Europe come from?
In the 11th century, the Gregorian Reform wanted to reinstate the Pope as the head of Christianity. The Pope was given spiritual and universal superiority over the monarchy, allowing him to mediate and punish their actions. But since the beginning of the modern age, the actual and symbolic power of the Supreme Pontiff Pope, power that sovereign seculars yielded to, only continues to decline. Resting on his spiritual and temporal statute, the Pope tried to maintain or reassume a mediating position in Europe, reviving medieval Christianity. At the end of the 19th century, with the fall of the pontifical states, he lost all temporal power. The Holy See of the Roman Catholic Church assumed more than ever before the role of a moral mediating power, paradoxically rediscovering a universal dimension.
Was this idea imposed?
Not particularly, because in the modern age, the idea of a pope that mediates Europe immediately encountered the issue of the struggle between Christian and Roman Catholic royals. Of course, in the 17th, as in the 18th century, the papacy participated in the majority of international congress through the presence of his nonce, but his efforts more often remained powerless, and his mediation was nullified in law and in fact. If his good offices were accepted, they were only done so in the measure that they conjecturally have such or such power.
In what way has the loss of the pontifical states at the end of the 19th century changed the practice and the perception of this asserted function of the Pope as mediator?
The papacy, now liberated, albeit temporarily, positioned itself as a moral power claiming pacifist intentions, that which materialised through offers of political mediation. Mediation between Spain and Germany over the control of the Caroline Islands in 1885 was followed by a number of others in the 1890s, in Europe but also in Venezuela or in Ethiopia. However, the Pope was not invited to the peace conference that met in Le Haye in 1889, and Benoit XV's appeal for a truce during the First World War failed.
What is it like today?
Recognised as a subject of international law since the Lateran Accords in 1929, the Holy See lent its offers of mediation against a still very active diplomacy and a moral leadership that commented on a number of discussions, voyages and key acts. During the Cold War, the successive popes effectively made their voices heard concerning relations between the East and West. The John XXIII's call for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 not contribute to the future of tensions, in the same way that the efforts of Jean-Paul II did concerning the fall of the communist regimes in Eastern Europe. More recently, Pope Francois has definitely played a part in the recovery of diplomatic relations between the United States and Cuba. His speech before European Parliament in 2014 further theorises this contemporary mutation of the papacy, one that looks to establish itself as a moral figure well beyond that of ancient Christianity, not only in political and religious domains, but in social, economical and ethical domains as well.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on the Pope, mediator of Europe since the modern age, was created by Marie Levent following the work of Alben Pialouth and was read and translated by Ellen Weaver. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.